Right now, we go to those KWI phone lines as we have State Senator Mike Groening joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good, good.
Good morning, sir.
I'm not planning to go to Lincoln this week, at least right now I'm not.
Hallelujah.
Trying to make a living. Yeah, it's a lot of politics going on down there right now, and maneuvering and chairmanships. It's going to be close if I'm chair of education or not, but that's politics. You know, that's why we have elections and who leans where. But we lost a couple really close elections, really close, within 200 votes, and out east, that kind of hurt my chances to be education chair. But we'll see. I'll relax a little bit and focus on a couple other bills. Maybe I'll get on the Natural Resource Committee and get my import bill passed. But
there you go.
anyway,
I was going to ask, Senator Groney, I've been meaning to ask, if you are not chair of the Education Committee, where do you plan to go?
Oh, I'd get off revenue, because revenue, we did the property tax thing. I don't think anything's going to happen there at all. And go to either judiciary to really mess some people up, and or go to natural resources. And then the first 2 days when the education, I really wouldn't know. Maybe urban affairs, so that's, you know, TIF. But I got most of my TIF stuff done with Senator. I don't know. The first 2 days I wouldn't know, but I wouldn't stay on education. Whatever. It's a 50-50 chance right now.
Sure.
Which way it goes. It's politics. Somebody wins, somebody loses. But it's not because of what I did. It's what who got elected. Same thing's happening in every time a Senate flops from Democrat to Republican, or from, here in Nebraska, it's conservative liberal. It doesn't make a difference if you're an R or a D, because it's nonpartisan. A lot of liberals that are got an R by them just so they could get elected. But when the parties swap majorities, chairmanships all change. So let's see.
Now, Senator Groney, you mentioned if you're not elected as the Education Committee chair, you won't be serving on the Revenue Committee. If you're reelected as the chair, you have to serve on the Revenue Committee as the Education Chair. Is that correct?
It's a tradition, but I could still stay on the Revenue Committee chair.
Okay.
Because we had our caucus. Each congressional district has a caucus, all right? There's three of us, three caucuses, and then, 16 members in one, 16 members in another one, and 17 in ours, because it adds up to 49. We had our caucus meeting the other day. I got the most votes to be on the four-member committee out of the 17, and so I'm leading that. And the other three people on it are also very conservative. Senator Erdman's on it. Senator Merman from down by Hastings. He's not from Hastings, but a small town to the south. All four of us. Senator Friesen got kicked off. Those four decide where those all 17, what committees we are appointed to. So I'm in charge. I can put myself anywhere. On any committee I wish, because I'm the senior in that group of four, and that's how it works. So where you put people on committees and how you get on a committee is done by this caucus process. So don't get me wrong, I'm not still got a lot of friends down there. I had 12 out of 17. There were six candidates, and I got 12 out of 17 votes. But that's how that's decided. Anyway, that's all got to get done, and that's what's happening pre-game here before the session starts. But I'm just being, I'm always honest with you folks. So that's where we're at politically, and we'll decide. And votes get traded. Somebody wants really bad enough, and they'll tell one person. It's a secret vote, and it should not be a secret vote. It's the only secret vote we take is for committee chairs.
Really?
And they'll just blankly lie. They'll tell you they're going to vote for you and then vote for somebody else because they made a trade that the chair they're running for, they needed 25 votes. Politicians deserve their reputation. There's only a few of us that have integrity and principles. I mean, it really, really gets ugly. But anyway, it is what it is. I'm to the point where retirement and not reading a newspaper or listening to news is not a bad idea. Unless I want my grandkids to do well. Just, I guess I got a higher power I can pray to make sure the country goes better, but I can't do it alone. So anyway, that's where we're at on that. So we'll find out the first day. There's some that hold grudges. You know, there's this movement on the collegiality. Senator Flood, who just got reelected, he was there for 8 years, and he's coming in as not even a sitting senator, and organized a group of eight who then invited and eight more, and about meetings, Zoom meetings about collegiality, so the name calling and stuff stops, and how to punish people. Yeah, that's collegial. Punish people if they attack somebody or they say something that, I don't know who this tribunal it will be that decides what's offensive, takes revenge on their bills or something. That's what's going on right now. I haven't been invited. I go back to my first couple of weeks down there in Lincoln when Senator Chamber attacked me. And actually, we got along fine off the floor because I knew where he stood and he knew where I stood. And he came up to me after he attacked me, one of the freshmen, there were 17 of us, and he said, "Droney, you know what? Don't take it offense." He says, "I size people up." He said, I've got to have a foil, and I could tell you had a backbone and you weren't ignorant, so I'm going to take you on a lot because I know you will have a comeback and you're not soft. You're not weak or meek." So many times when we went toe-to-toe afterwards, we talked under the balcony later and cordially. We knew what was going on. It was politics. But there's some that I call it the small, medium-sized city council chamber of commerce problem, which I've fought all my life, and I fought Nord Platt, and we pretty much got rid of it, the good old boy deals, where a small group of people run the community. They might sit or make sure who sits on the city council. They run the economic development, and they decide. And if you're a member of the chamber, if you're a member of the city council, if you do not agree with them and you speak out against a policy, guess what? If you sell pencils, nobody buys pencils from you in the community. Or if you vote wrong in the city, if you speak up at the chamber or the school board, it should be an 8-0 vote, no debate, everybody's getting along. Well, there's three or four or five senators that have brought that from mid-sized communities to Lincoln, and they want that philosophy on the floor of the legislature. Is that what you want?
Nope.
Everybody's getting along cordially. Nobody takes on a bill because you might offend somebody. Sadly, that's their goal, and there's some that are pushing it. So anyway, that plan isn't that way anymore. It's changed. And we're getting things done. I love the downtown. Finally investing some money down there. My wife said she was down there the other day, and I couldn't believe the amount of business people. Had some ice cream with the granddaughter. Those are the things that happens when you have open debate and the actual citizens make decisions instead of a few. But it's a culture I'm tired of fighting, and they're trying to spread it in Lincoln now. Anyway, anything else going on?
I don't think there's a lot going on back here, Senator. As you know, we swore in our new group of council representatives and mayor last week, so that was the big news headline from last week, and it'll be interesting to see. It seems like they've hit the ground running so far. There's great conversation by, I think, all of our freshman council representatives had some great conversation at their inaugural meeting.
Good, good. No, you've got some good, solid people there that are on there. They're not for the personal gain. They want to represent people and make the community better and without looking at their own pocketbook. And I think North Platte has a great future now. Got some good leadership. Not influenced by outsiders and just principled people. So anyway, it's a far cry from when I first moved to this community. It's really come along. So I'm happy. And we've sold our house. Some of the rumors aren't out there. We've downsized, and we're going to be renting a house in town. Right, and it's a little small. My wife is elated. She don't have an acre of grass to mow anymore, or 3 ton of leaves and branches to haul to the dump in the fall, every fall. So we're just at that age where we've got other places. So we're fine. But that's what we're doing. And I haven't slept in my bed in North Platte in the last 6 years more than once a week because I'm either in Lincoln or I travel for a living. It's it's just what it is. So, but I represent the people of Lincoln County. I love Lincoln County and the people. They're hard-nosed people, and they're blunt, like me. So, anything else?
Not a lot going on back here, Senator Groney. You did talk a little bit about the upcoming legislative session. Can you take us through what things are going to look like when senators reconvene down at the state capitol? Obviously, we know one of the first things to be done will be electing committee chairs, like you mentioned. But anything else that happens in that first few days?
Oh, we swear in the first thing, governor or the Supreme Court justice swears in the five or six, or seven or eight, I don't know how many as freshman senators. But we check in every day, and that's it. And then you go down to your office and write bills and prepare them so you can get them dropped. You have 10 days when nothing much happens where everybody's in their office working on legislation. Incoming, hopefully he has an opponent, but Hilgers is sending an email out to all the senators asking them to limit the number of bills they drop this year. So, it's just getting out of hand. It's bogging down the legislature. There's only 49 of us, and we've only 90 and 60 days. When you have 1,000 bills and they all have to have a hearing in a committee, it doesn't do justice to a lot of legislation, and it's just wears on us. Combine the bills, or if they're frivolous little bills that you're trying to make a point, don't bring them, especially this year with the COVID, because it doesn't look like public's going to have to be able to come in and testify at hearings. And that's what's our tradition, that the people are the second house of the legislature, and every bill has a hearing, and every person has a right to speak. And if you haven't ever attended one or watched them, it's amazing. I mean, you don't see that at a city council. You don't see it at an NRD meeting. You don't see it at a school board. The collegiality and the concern the senators are willing to listen to these people and ask them questions. It's a great tradition, and COVID's going to put a damper on it.
I'm glad you brought up the virus, Senator Groney. Obviously, we know that the legislative session had to be suspended because of the virus. Do you foresee anything like that happening down at the state capitol, or what kind of impact will the virus have in your opinion? Obviously, asking you to predict
right
the future a little, but...
I don't know. I bet a third of the senators have had it, so we have natural immunity.
Sure.
Just another one. Let it be known he had it. So I don't know. This thing's moving fast. And we don't know how many had it and aren't telling each other.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's up to the speaker. I just don't want to go in the summer again. I don't want to delay this thing. This is the 90-day session, so it already goes into May, first week in June. It's a mess. But this thing's moving fast. You know, I don't know. Maybe those... when they get the medical personnel treated, and then those who are at risk, morbidity things, and elderly, I mean, then we might, most people wouldn't agree, but we might be considered essential personnel, and those who, senators who haven't had the virus can get a vaccination, because I'm not taking it. I mean, I already have immunity. I trust the nature and the science of it. So, anyway, but I'm not in charge of that. So,
yeah.
But you know, they're talking about it being the surge going through January.
Yeah.
And I think we're very close to 50% of the population probably had it, according to CDC estimates. And, but once you get that 50%, you also have you got an awful lot of infected people out there spreading it, so that curve isn't going to drop really quick, because those who haven't had it yet are going to have right now that's what's going on. You have an awful lot of people out there that it's spread the virus, I didn't. Nobody's been traced to me. Heck, I live with my wife, and I couldn't even give it to her. So, it is what it is. Anything else?
I don't think so, Senator Groney. I guess if you have a minute, we'll talk a little bit about some of these freshman senators. You mentioned Mike Flood, technically a freshman senator, but he's done it down at the state legislative floor many times before. Any other freshman senators you feel that you'll be able to work well with, or have you had much interaction with the incoming class so far?
Well, don't make an assumption I'm going to work well with the first one you mentioned, but... Senator Pauls is a returner out of Millard area. He's a good guy. I visited with him. Senator Aguilar out of Grand Island is a very good senator, and I can work with him. I'll work with him. I mean, I work with everybody, but...
Sure.
But let's see who else. There's another one that won that... I shouldn't say, because three of them I've never even met. The one that won the Lincoln and took Bowles' place, I've never met the individual. The one that took Senator Chambers' place, I've talked to him on the phone, but I've never met him. The one that took the Kavanaugh, the brother of the Michaela Kavanaugh, that one, I've never met him. So, you know, I'm just talking about folks I've met.
Sure.
And talked to. But, otherwise, there's one more I think is new that I think we won three and lost one. I'm thinking about my political ideology and I think it's important. Rita Hernandez from Bellevue, she's a solid individual. I work with her, like-minded in a lot of areas. So, but we lost. We lost Senator Legrone.
Yeah.
And he was a big loss because he was so well, he knew the system and the politics of things, how things operate and run very well.
Extremely intelligent individual.
Yes, and a political nerd, but my friend.
It's a compliment. So, it's really a compliment.
It is, it is. I mean, you need people like that. That's why
yes.
You have a diverse legislature. He loved the policy, how the mechanics of the system worked. He was very good at it. So anyway,
and he was one that was very close to winning re-election,
yeah.
But just fell short, unfortunately. But yeah, great man. Appointed by Governor Ricketts to serve the Gretna area after Senator Maranti moved on.
Yes. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Time will tell,
all right,
I suppose.
Anything else?
We'll let you get back to work.
Take their time.
We'll let you get back to making a living, Mike.
Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Senator Groney.